middle, I'm going to have to go out. My daughter's going to be up. Shmaitza hey Perakei. Ubikar adin shebesal tshuvas marit. Asher olav kirka kama kirkurim. I don't know. If we would use such a lotion, you get a smack in the face. Ubuzeh, what's the case of the marit? The isha about the eretz rechoka. A guy came, he moved into Tzfas grad, then he got married. He met a girl from Tzfas, and he got married. A stranger. This is my old machlekes with Rabbi Landesman. This brings back memories how bitterly we fought. A stranger shows up. So they have a cheskes kashrus. I said no. You don't know who he is. Maybe he's a mamzer. You don't know anything about him. So maybe he's a mamzer.
That's what a suffix is, though. That's the whole reason you would need a cheskes kashrus.
Until you know something about, you know, if you know where he came from, and you know he's a. This is my theory, my opinion. If you know who he is and you don't know that he's a mamzer, he has a cheskes kashrus. Because money's a blank, maybe when you start finding out about him, you're going to say, "Oh yeah, it's Mr. Mamzer." Everybody knows Mr. Mamzer. The Landesman argued. I think we're still arguing to this day. Anyway, you see here, you got married. I was able to get married. Right? The Raya Turban Landersman. Nobody knew who he was, and he got married. They allowed him to get married. Hayom Nosu Ishi got married, and he said that he has no brothers. And if I had a brother, I would hate him. But I have no brothers. And then he died childless. And an Eidechot came and said that he has a brother. And so the question was, do you ask her al pida aid, or you say she's becheskas heter l'shuk, because she was a becheskas heter before she got married, she was a pnuya. So she was becheskas heter l'shuk. So enechlami, she became an eish yosish when she got married, but now the husband died. There ain't no more isser eish yosish. So the way the question was phrased to the Marit was maybe she should revert back to a cheskes heter when she was unmarried, which is a funny question because now she might be a yevama, but chazoka. So maybe she can revert back. In other words, cheskes heter l'shuk pnuya. She got married, and now the husband's dead. So let her revert back to the cheskes heter. Again, but now there is a new element. How could you do that? There's the element of yibam. But that's how the question was phrased to the marit.
An eidechot
said he has a brother.
Why is that? That should be the end. That should be the final say. No?
Maybe it's not so clear. If we believe in eidechot, maybe you need two eidim. To asur a woman, you need two eidim. Maybe it's called a davish
berba. Maybe he's an aid for himself.
Anyway,
no? Kind of like Kasher, somebody can.
He's dead. Anyway.
Right, but
he's
alive.
He said, "No brother, maybe." Umiolam. Okay. Umokam shahabar. This galal he also aged. Who beniro? Umakiro. Ubaki ba'achiv. He says. Before she got married, but now he died. So the Marit says she's osur because you machzikim yisrael yisr from the isr eishasish, and now the husband died. It's true, but now you have a suffix if she became mutal l'shuk al yidei misas habal shmaitzashir. Could be I forgot to close it.